Sam Dastyari may be in a category all of his own as a politician who had Chinese outfits pay his private expenses. A situation where a foreigner pays an individual politician's private expenses, the argument goes, is completely different from one where a foreigner just makes a political donation to a party. Perhaps that's so. But evidence is mounting that China's soft power diplomacy, whether it's political donations or picking up the expenses of individual politicians, is securing for China what it wants. And it's not all on one political side. Top Education, the Chinese outfit closely associated with the Chinese government, which picked up that $1,670 bill for Senator Dastyari, has been included in the government's new streamlined visa program, which accelerates the process of handing out visas to students. Now, previously, that program was only available to international students studying at university, taking courses at universities. But Christopher Pyne, the coalition government, has extended it to students at 22 private colleges, including Top Education. What's more, the government did so against the advice of the Department of Immigration. And Top Education just happens to be the only non-university academic outfit in Australia to secure accreditation for its law degrees by the federal government's Tertiary Education Quality Standards Agency. This course alone, at a cost of $80,000 a year per student, nets the company $13 million a year. Top Education just happened to donate almost $50,000 to the Liberal Party in government last year. Do you think inclusion in the streamlined visa program and accreditation of its law degrees are examples of what Top Education received in return?